This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The outline of the bipartisan Senate agreement to rein in gun violence has no game-changing steps banning the deadliest firearms. However, it does propose measured provisions making it harder for some young gun buyers or people considered threatening to have weapons. And there are meaningful efforts to address mental health and school safety concerns. It all reflects election year pressure to act both parties. Feel after mass shootings in May killed 10 people in Buffalo, New York, and 21 more in Uvalde, Texas. During a news conference, the Attorney General Merrick Garland said that lawmakers must pass stricter gun laws.
There are a lot of things Congress can do that will help fight the scourge of gun crime. But we do think that at least the framework that I read about this morning with respect to the bipartisan negotiations would be meaningful progress in that direction.
South Korea's top diplomat said Monday that North Korea has completed preparations for a new nuclear test and that only a political decision by the country's top leadership can prevent it from going forward. After talks with the Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Washington, South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin said the North would pay a price if it goes ahead as feared with what would be its seventh nuclear test in the coming days. Apart from sanctions, Park did not say what that price would be for the North or outline how the deterrence policy would change altogether. But Blinken said that the United States and treaty allies, South Korea and Japan, could adjust their military postures in response. Again, South Korea's top diplomat said that North Korea has completed preparation for a new nuclear test. This is VOA News. Ukraine's national police chief says authorities are investigating the killings of more than 12,000 Ukrainians nationwide in the war since the Russian invasion February. Authorities in Kyiv region and near Bucha on Monday showed reporters several victims whose hands had been tied behind their backs. Some of the victims were found in a lush green Ukrainian forest where birds were singing. Workers in white hazmat suits conducted an exhumation in a mass grave behind a trench for a military vehicle. In other news of the war, the Russian military claimed it had destroyed weapons that the U.S. and Europe had supplied to Ukraine. There was no immediate response from Ukraine. A bear market has hit Wall Street as stocks, bonds, and crypto dive. Details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Wall Street slipped into a bear market Monday with losses for the S&P 500, dropping the index more than 20% below its record set early this year. The S&P dropped 3.9% Monday, while the Dow Jones Industrials, down more than 1,000 points for a time, ended up losing 876 points. Cryptocurrencies also tumbled, with Bitcoin down 14% and back to where it was in late 2020. The sell-off came in response to news that inflation is getting worse, and ahead of the Federal Reserve meeting on Wednesday, with some economists speculating the Fed may raise its key interest rate by 0.75 percentage point. I'm Mike Gracia.
In its second day of public hearings, the U.S. House panel investigating the January 6, 2021 insurrection is making the case that former U.S. President Donald Trump and his advisors knew that his claims of fraud in the 2020 election were false. The argument is key to the committee's overall investigation, as a 9-member panel is laying out the evidence about what led to the violent insurrection. The rioters who broke into the Capitol that day and interrupted the certification of President Joe Biden's victory were echoing Trump's falsehoods. The committee is using video clips from more than 1,000 closed-door interviews over the last year. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro visited Kuwait and spoke to the small oil-rich crown prince. The state-run Kuna news agency offered little detail on Maduro's talks on Monday with the Sheikh Michel Al-Ahmed Al-Jaber. It reported that the two men spoke at Kuwait International Airport alongside Maduro's delegation, including his wife. Recapping our top story, there is an outline of a bipartisan Senate agreement to rein in gun violence, but it doesn't have any game-changing steps that ban the deadliest firearm. It does propose measures and provisions that would make it harder for some young gun buyers or people considered threatening. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.